There's a dedicated group of volunteers who make it possible for the Genesis Foundation to hold so many successful fundraising events every year. People like Gene Keddy, who's been volunteering for more than 20 years.
One of my jobs, I'd be out on a golf course selling raffle tickets. Did that a lot.
Keddy has worked at a number of fundraising events, including charity golf tournaments and patient family picnics. I asked her what keeps her coming back every year.
The kids. There's no doubt about it. Once you meet these children, you fall in love with them, and you want to do everything in the world to make sure their needs are met.
Volunteer A.J. Nowak, a senior at Westboro High School, agrees it's all about helping the children and their families. A.J.'s mom, Kathy, runs the medical arm of the Genesis Foundation called the Feingold Center for Children.
Just from meeting all the kids, the foundation helps. It really made me realize how much they need it and how important it is, so I wanted to help out as much as I could.
A.J. started a club at his school that now has 70 members. They raise money for the Genesis Foundation.
We've had a couple of restaurant nights where they gave us 50% of the proceeds. We've done a yard sale, some bake sales.
The foundation's board of directors is also made up of volunteers. One of the members is Dr. Timothy Johnson, a former medical correspondent for ABC News. He was a longtime friend of Dr. Murray Feingold.
I was his supporter on the board right from the beginning, listening post, just walked alongside him as it got started and watched him work this miracle, which is really what it was. It's amazing he was able to pull this off. From scratch.
Following in his father's footsteps, Dr. Feingold's son Justin is also on the board.
It may have been a little nepotism, but I took it very seriously. I try to make an impact when I can, whether it's making phone calls or trying to raise some money. Now that he's gone, it's only empowered me to make sure that this legacy stays for as long as possible. It was my father's baby, if you will. It's something he was so proud of and that he worked so hard to maintain and to help the families. I'm not going to let that down.
Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ News Radio. 10:30.